This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for an historic second time were the talk of Washington over the weekend, although it looked far from certain whether enough Republicans would back the move with just days left in the president's term. President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office on January 20th, becoming the president of the United States. Democratic members of the House of Representatives will introduce articles of impeachment on Monday. The move comes after Trump stirred up his supporters on Wednesday, and they later stormed the Capitol. About five people died. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, a senior administration official said this weekend. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on January 20th. And Georgia's newly elected Democratic senator, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, takes the pulpit Sunday morning at Atlanta's famed Ebenezer Baptist Church, just as he has for the past 15 years. But this time he speaks as an incoming U.S. Congress member and the first black U.S. senator from Georgia. This is the church where civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. Voters in Kazakhstan headed to the polls on Sunday, with the ruling party expected to score a big win and the country's only registered opposition boycotting the ballot. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev had pledged gradual political reform in the authoritarian Central Asian nation since being eased into his post by Nursultan Nazarbayev, who called time on nearly three decades as head of state in early 2019. But the 80-year-old retains powerful positions, including the chairmanship of the ruling party, which is expected to win.